This is Relevant in Rome, a weekly podcast from the Vatican with Relevant Radio Rome correspondent Ashley Nerona. Now here's the latest on Pope Francis and all that's happened in Rome this week.
Ashley, good morning.
Hello, John. So happy to be with you from way over here across the sea.
We were talking about the Pope's focus of his general weekly audience and how liturgy and prayer unite us to Christ. So it's not only it's not only our participation at Mass and the holy sacrifice of the Mass, but also what we do outside of Mass as well.
That's right, John. And this morning, the Pope came to us again from the Apostolic Library. Now, of course, last Sunday was the first Sunday in 7 weeks that he was live praying the Angelus in St. Peter's Square. So we will see when that happens for the Angelus. And in the meantime, John, as you said, that conversation on prayer continued last week, talking about the centralness of the liturgy in the Christian's life, but this year about how prayer must infuse just the day-to-day moments of the life of a Christian. He said every aspect. That means in your office, in the streets. He said even on public transport. And that's because he explained that prayer is alive. It's like the embers of a fire, he said. So even if the mouth is not speaking words, the heart continues to talk to God. And he said that this way, everything in life then becomes a part of that dialogue of prayer with the Lord. He said, there in our lives, there exists no other wonderful day other than the one we have today. So every joy can become a reason for praise, and every trial can become an opportunity to ask for help. He said prayer should spring naturally from the heart. And sometimes prayer is obvious, as in hearing the word of the Lord and sharing in Christ's Paschal mystery. But he said not to forget that the Holy Spirit is offered in every moment. So every moment of the day can be turned into prayer. He said prayer appeases anger. It can sustain love. It will multiply joy, and it will instill the strength to forgive. It'll make problems go from seeming like obstacles to becoming opportunities to just encounter God and spend time with Him. He said in that encounter, one will feel freer and happier. And he said that Christian prayer instills what he called an invincible hope in the human heart. Since any experience in life, God can just take that experience and through His love, turn it into good. So finally, today at the audience, he invited all of the faithful to pray, especially for those who are sad, for those who feel that no one loves them, to know that they are loved, because he said the prayer of a Christian can work miracles. And in a similar way to how Jesus looked with tenderness on the weary, on the lost, who he said were like sheep without a shepherd, he said the faithful are called to show that same kind of compassion of Christ by praying for the lost. And he invited the faithful to pray even for their enemies, as scripture says, and that prayer will then incline people toward what he called an overabundant love, because it's prayer that helps people to love others. And for tomorrow's feast, the Feast of Our Lady of Lourdes, today the Pope asked all to pray to Our Lady for her intercession, that the Lord may grant health of soul and body to all those who suffer from illness, and to strengthen those who care for them, John.
Ashley Nerona, live from Rome, a recap of the Pope's general weekly audience. When Ashley joins us every week from Rome, she also fills us in on some of the unusual things that are happening in Italy and some of the color of what is happening in Rome and around the Vatican. And as tourists are coming back slowly to Rome, they're bringing things back to Rome, aren't they?
John, yes, it is an absolutely fascinating phenomenon that is happening right now. So what's happening? People are wondering why. First of all, during the lockdown, let me tell you, we all had a lot of chance to sit around home and think about things. Maybe people are tidying up their houses. Well, there has been a rash of people mailing back stolen artifacts from various Italian archaeological sites, museums, etc. Maybe they're having a lot of time with their guilty consciences. Maybe they're staring at their ill-gotten gains as they're stuck in lockdown. Who knows, whatever it is. But the phenomenon is just staggering. So, for example, just a few weeks ago, an anonymous visitor sent a package to the museum at Paestum. Now, by the way, Paestum, it was a major ancient Greek city. It's on the coast of the Tyrrhenian Sea, and there are Greek temples and artifacts that go back to the 6th century BC. Well, in this box was a small piece of mosaic, and there was a note, and it was written in Italian, and it said, it was an apology saying that this tiny piece had been taken stupidly. The package had arrived from England. Now, in the meantime, though, that was nothing compared to what happened next, because a few days later, that same museum received another very unexpected delivery. A local priest had been tasked to return a collection of 208 ancient coins that had been stolen from the museums. What had happened was the penitent came to this priest in confession, gave the priest the coins, and begged him to return these 3rd century BC coins back to the museum. In the meantime, over in Pompeii, last week, a parcel arrived with terracotta fragments that portray the face of a woman. And this was a decorative element that would have been on one of the roofs of one of the homes in the archaeological park of Pompeii. Well, there was a little note inside that said, 50 years ago, I removed this fragment and I'm ashamed and I return it to you. It happened a few weeks ago. A Canadian woman returned artifacts that she stole from Pompeii 15 years ago. And wow. She included a note that said, to shake off the curse that has come with them. It's happening. Some stones arrived from a Canadian couple. There was a family in California that found some rocks in their children's bedroom and with horror returned them back. There was a piece of marble from Vancouver. Here in Rome, a piece of marble came and it was written, it said to Sam, it had been written on marker, to Sam, love Jess. And the person apologized, saying they tried to scrub it off, but no success. Even people are sending back sand shells back from the beaches of Italy. Fascinating phenomenon, John.
Glenn, that vial of lava you have from Pompeii, I think that better go back. And, you know, I think Ashley can quietly slip it back without anybody That's noticing. Right. Ashley Nerona with the latest news from Rome and the Vatican. And Ashley and her husband, John, have founded the Truth and Beauty Project, and that provides Renaissance-style theological formation for visitors to Rome. You can learn more at truthandbeautyproject.com. Ashley, thank you. We'll talk to you again next week.
I look forward to it. Take care. God bless.
Relevant in Rome is your weekly connection to the Vatican. Listen to live reports from Rome with Ashley Nerona every Wednesday morning at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on Morning Air. And listen right here next week to Relevant in Rome for the latest on Pope Francis and news from the Vatican.